In today's lesson, I'd like to turn your attention to the book of Psalms. Two verses in the book of Psalms. One is found in chapter 22, verse 1. Another is found in chapter 23, verse 1. Chapter 22 pictures our Lord as a lamb suffering, crying out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why have you, my heavenly Father," the one who had answered the humble cry of his people in time past. He said, "Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They trusted in you and were not confused. But I am reproached. I am in derision. I call upon you and you don't answer me. Why have you done this?" I'd like for you to take note that when Judas betrayed him, he never cried out. When Peter denied him, he opened not his mouth. But here, as his last breaths were being drawn, he realized that not only had Judas betrayed him and Peter had denied him, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He who told Moses, "I will be with you when you go down to Egypt." You, the one who told Abraham to fear not, that you was his buckler. The one that told Moses to trust in you and you would never leave him, never forsake him. You would bring him through his worst battles. And now, when I need a friend, you seem so far from me. It appears to me that I have been forsaken. And then he says, "Why have you forsaken me?" Me of all people. I can understand you forsaken the evil person. I can see you turning your back on those who have chosen not to serve you. But me, you have forsaken me, the one who hath relied upon you, the one who has kept your commandments, the one who has spoken your words and done the deeds that you have instructed me, the one who in all points of the law hath been found blameless. You have forsaken me, the one that you called out from the wound and you gave me hope. And now that trouble is near me, there is none to help. People gap me with their mouths, and as a roaring lion they roar against me. My strength is dried up, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Oh, save me from the lion's mouth. Oh, the brokenness of a cry of such a person. It is after we hear those stinging words, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We turn the page, and in the next chapter, we find David crying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I'd like to slow it down right here for just a few moments and talk to those of you who feel that you could apply almost all of these things that are written in chapter 22, that you could apply them to your life. You may have cried out during the daytime, during the night season, and you feel that your cries are being unheard. You may feel frustrated, confounded, confused, and you feel that there is none that will help you. The enemy may be coming upon you as a raving and roaring lion. Your strength is dried up, and you can feel the hot breath from the mouth of the lion. Peter says, "Think it not strange when you have been tried by these fiery trials. Chapter 22 is not the last chapter in your life. The next chapter could be the one in which you can shout with David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.